The National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association holds its Louisiana Federation of Chapters convention this week in Monroe. Here to share on the group, its mission, and topics that will be addressed is State Chapter 290 President Stuart Hill. Stuart, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's a pleasure to be with you.
First, Stuart, introduce us to the organization and tell us a little bit more about the Federation of Chapters here in Louisiana.
The National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association is a group that's primarily concerned with protecting the retirement benefits that active employees have earned through their employment. There are 14 chapters in the state. Most of them will be represented here at a biannual convention here in Monroe this week.
What's going to be addressed during a convention like this?
Our conventions basically center around the administration of the convention and the various chapters that make up the convention. It's largely a procedural thing that discusses how we get things accomplished.
Share about the makeup of the group as far as the participation of retired or active employees.
Basically, our chapters are mostly made up of people who are retired from federal employment. We would like to see more active employees of the federal government join our association because they are the ones whose future will ultimately depend upon their retirement benefits that they earn from their jobs with the government.
With the work as you've done as a federal employee, share on perhaps the mindset about why we're not seeing a higher enrollment or participation by active employees.
Well, for one thing, when you're employed by the federal government, you don't have an active voice in much about your position or the way you're remunerated, nor is there much discussion about your future retirement. It's all prescribed, you know. It's set by each individual agency, and, of course, Congress is the overriding governor of all of this. But the person has little voice during their employment. And after employment, they don't know that, for the most part, that there is an organization that will speak for them.
When we talk about the national committee, the national organization, I believe one of their representatives will be speaking during the convention, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Helen Hughes is the name of our national secretary, and one of Helen's national responsibilities of late has been to investigate ways that we could attract current workers to our organization. And so we're looking forward to hearing some of the ideas that they have come up with that will help us in the recruitment of additional active federal employees to our organization.
Concerns and topics of interest among those active and retired employees from the federal government, and of course the convention taking place in Monroe this week. Stuart Hill serves as the State Chapter 290 President. Stuart, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, and thank you.